Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, are there any other activities outside of trading that can help me become a better trader?
Wow, that's a great question. It's probably going to depend on sort of how you're coming at trading. What I mean by that is where your weaknesses are. So, for example, if it's like impulse control, like you take trades that you shouldn't take, you take trades outside of your strategy, then, you know, you would want to look for like disciplined things like, you know, martial arts or something like that. If you just find yourself freaking out when you're in a trade and letting your mind wander and, you know, what happens if this happens? What happens if my broker goes bust? What happens if something happens overnight? My position gets, you know, stopped out. Those are the sorts of things, and maybe meditation, you know, would help. So it kind of depends on where, you know, where you're at as a person, and where's, you know, what's kind of the big challenge for you. Typically the big challenges are discipline, also feeling like you don't have confidence. So you can build up confidence by doing lots of things. You know, you can build up confidence by even just learning how to code a simple exit EA for your trades. You know, that can also build confidence for you. Or even better would be to have like a trading accountability partner. This is something that obviously we've talked about before, but having someone that can look back and say, hey, you know, you were here 6 months ago and we've been meeting every week for the last 6 months and now you're here. Like that's a huge confidence boost to be able to, you know, to know and have someone watch you and know that you've progressed. So the other thing is just journaling. Like if you have a journal and you talk about your main concerns and your main challenges and you go back and look at that years later, it's amazing how little the big challenges seem today. So you have these big challenges like 2 years ago and how that's just like, oh, that's, you know, that's easy, you know, later on. So yeah, it's true, right? I mean, it's really true. So, I mean, those are probably the big ones. Having someone that you can confide in every week and can kind of keep you on track, maybe doing something like martial arts or some sort of, you know, really kind of disciplined sporting thing. It's amazing like how many really good traders have some strong sporting background, especially the traders who trade the lower time frames. I find that really fascinating. And then also, you know, meditation can help if you find yourself wandering, and certainly journaling and just writing out your thoughts. That helps just full stop, like in any sort of thing. Like if you've had a really traumatic event, it turns out that the people who write about it, the people who talk about it, those people overcome it. Trading can be kind of traumatic, like having this trading thing going on for years and years on end and not really going anywhere like I did, that, you know, that's something that, you know, that's a traumatic thing, and it can be difficult, especially when people around you think you're never going to make it work or whatever. So yeah, so that's another one. So those would be the big four, I suppose.
I see. Okay, cool. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.